Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 34th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 93. Having noted in the previous meditations that our good works are to be done in true faith according to the law of God, and that the moral law of God is found primarily in the Ten Commandments, we now turn our attention to these statutes over the course of the next few weeks, as we seek to understand how each of them is to be lived out by the people of God as we delight in serving Him according to His will. And so, question 93, how are these commandments divided? Into two tables, the first of which teaches, in four commandments, what duties we owe to God, the second, in six, what duties we owe to our neighbor. When the moral law of God was handed down by God Himself on Mount Sinai to the prophet Moses, it was given to him in the form of two stone tablets. This is recorded in Exodus 34, verses 28 and 29. So he, speaking of Moses, he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. As God made covenant with his people in the Sinai wilderness, after redeeming them from Egypt, he gave them his holy law, inscribed by his own finger on two stone tablets, as Deuteronomy tells us. These tablets were then stored in the Ark of the Covenant by God's command, that the law of God would then travel everywhere his people did, until they settled in the Promised Land. And while the two tables themselves are lost to time, the law of God has been preserved throughout history. And in rightly understanding the two tables of the law as we confess them, we turn to the words of Jesus as he speaks of the moral law found in the Ten Commandments in answer to a question posed in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And so we confess that to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, we are to keep the first table of the law. And to love our neighbors as ourselves, we are to keep the second table of the law. But the truth is that as we obey the second table of the law in loving our neighbors as ourselves, we are loving God. We are rendering obedience to God as well. To love our neighbors as ourselves is part of what it means to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. To love our neighbors is to exhibit our love for God before the watching world. And thus, while there are duties we owe specifically to God, and duties we owe to those around us, all of our law-keeping is ultimately a reflection of our love for God, a joyful thankfulness for the salvation He has given us by grace through faith, and a righteous zeal for the good works He has prepared for us in Christ, defined by His law, that we might give all glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.